Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Manrique moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallagher scores. Manrique moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manrique tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Walker takes first base on ball four. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Deer is hit by the pitch. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Sheffield moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Deer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sheffield moves to third. Brock moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheffield scores. Brock moves to third. Deer moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Kruger covering, for the out. One out. Fred Manrique batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Kruger. Pasqua moves to second. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pasqua moves to third. Chuck Krim now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. Pasqua scores. Williams moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sheffield moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheffield scores. Braggs moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pasqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheffield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a line drive into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gielen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gallagher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Manrique is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.